Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour of the program live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. That's right, they're letting me and Tribble work a
lather,
second
rinse,
day.
Repeat.
Hey, man, join the party. We got a guy. Now, is he checking his brackets? Is he looking at porn? What's going on over there? I'm not sure what's going on in this laptop.
See, both Bay A and B.
I'm not quite sure. Or he's actually checking his account for the big Penske account for the big sale tomorrow.
He took Linda Lovelace over. That's his.
Nobody took Linda Lovelace over anything. Hey, man, it is Rob Tribble for Carl Dukes as we sit live here at Twin Peaks. We've got folks from as far away as Australia and Ackworth. So join the party. We'll tomorrow be hitting the streets. And coming up this hour, guys, we're going to hear what our buddy Drew Butler had to say about the moves the Falcons have made, where college football is going, including some of the things with NIL, and more about the transfer portal as Rob brings up some great points. Also coming up, guys, for the ladies out there and for the guys who love soccer, the She Believes Cup, presented by Visa, goes down Saturday, April 6th at Mercedes-Benz. It's a doubleheader. It's USA taking on Japan, Canada taking on Brazil. We're going to be giving away some tickets
here. I wonder how much those tickets are. That's interesting to see.
Right.
I can see that.
International soccer, man.
Kidding me?
So that's coming up here. We'll give you those ticks in just a minute. But as Carl likes to say, and I'll do my best, it's time to hit the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
All right, what do we got? We got a potential 10-7 upset, but is that really a big upset in the world we live in college hoops and
No. No, it's not. Talk about Nevada. No, it's Nevada.
It's Nevada.
Over Dayton right now. 43-31, about 14 and change left in the game.
Duquesne takes out to BYU. We got a couple of 11 versus 6s that are interesting, so we'll keep you up to speed on that. Oregon may be upset. We'll let you know where that one's going. It's just,
Oregon's up 13 on South Carolina.
As I said,
4 minutes left. Yeah.
South Carolina, that's another 11-6, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There you go.
Oregon.
Now, some would say, using my patented Animal Kingdom method of handicapping, that a gamecock would kill a duck.
But not necessarily, no.
But
apparently
not necessarily,
not.
Because
not.
A gamecock is a fighting, you know, chicken.
Yes, it is.
And a duck is, you know, passive. Although, if you ever come up on a duck.
Ducks, they can be a little feisty.
Yep. I know my dog chases ducks every day in the lake. It's kind of fun. Goes for a swim. I chases the duck. My dog is, you know, he's kind of like the Terminator in Terminator 2, or the dog that's chasing the Josh Brolin character in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, my God.
That's how Ike chases ducks at the lake by her house. Giving you a very
nice,
not so obscure movie reference. That's a great movie, by the way. No Country for Old Men. Hey, story number two. We've been on this all day today. We spent time. It was actually our strong arm story of the day from John Foy. And that's what exactly is going on with Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Now, the way the story broke was, his interpreter incurred $4.5 million worth of gambling debts.
Right.
And initially, Ohtani cut a check to a bookie in Southern California because gambling is not illegal. Sports gambling is not legal. It's illegal. And apparently, there's a Justice Department /FBI investigation into this dude. And perhaps as a byproduct of the investigation,
well,
Freddie got fingered. In this case.
Nice.
But no, nothing to do with Freddie Freeman. But it's Ohtani cuts a check. Then we believe, Rob and I, Dodgers went to Ohtani and said, you know, you saw what happened to Pete Rose? it's kind of weird that you're cutting the check directly to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became all of a sudden, oh, no, he embezzled $4.5 million. So much like the royal family with Kate Middleton, a lot of misdirection.
I know where she
and
is.
A lot of changing their stories.
She's an Ackworth with that Australian. That's
here's
here.
The latest chapter, according to ESPN. Reps of the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani have contacted law enforcement asking them to investigate a massive theft of money from the player. With direct knowledge, telling ESPN on Thursday, source declined to say which agency has been contacted. MLB told ESPN the league has not been contacted by federal authorities. The good news for Rob Manfred is nobody really gives a crap.
Yeah, nobody's going to care.
I mean, but if this was, you know, Shohei Ohtani is the number one player in baseball by any metric, right? Because baseball does the poorest job of marketing its stars.
It does.
Ronald Acuna should be one of those guys, but they don't know how to do that.
Mm-mm.
But baseball, he would be up there with a James Harden or a LeBron James or any of your elite players, right? He'd be a rock star, right?
He's a Mahomes.
He's a Mahomes in the NFL. The NFL gets it. Baseball doesn't. The good news for baseball is none of our audience gives a crap. The only guys who give a crap is Rob and I because we look at this as kind of a strange story.
We have to cover it, yeah.
Right.
But this is going to go away. It'll be buried because something else will rise to the forefront as far as headlines go.
Meanwhile, a couple of other stories for you here in town. We were talking earlier about the Braves. Snicker, now, it's not a major story here. Everyone in Atlanta knows that everyone from Philadelphia is a jerk.
Yep.
But Brian Snicker goes on the radio with Snake and the Gang and Sandra and basically says, yeah, it's not just our players. When the players' wives are in the stands in Philadelphia, they don't provide them any extra protection. They get the full brunt of Philadelphia being the a-holes, which they generally are in those kind of situations. That's going to be some serious fodder leading up to that home opener.
I love it. Now this rivalry even has more juice. Of course, the Phillies have owned the Braves last 2 years. Now it's just a little something extra.
Right.
It's going to be chippy this year between these teams, I guarantee you. At some point.
But there should be.
Yeah.
It just, when a team has got your number, now if you take it back, 2 years ago, we didn't have enough pitching. That's why I'm done arguing on social media about this. A team which is one of the best three or four teams in baseball should not be going looking to pitching with a Groupon. Shouldn't be hoping that Chris Sale comes back.
To your credit, you were chirping about this in June of last year. July, you were chirping about it, and it came home to roost.
Bryce Elder is thrust into a situation that becomes a must-win game. He gets lit up like a pinball machine.
Lit up.
And you've got no other options. Now.
And you weren't hitting the ball either.
Right. Now, this year, I get it. Our bullpen is great. Sale on knock wood, hopefully going to do the job. Hopefully Elder doesn't become Fulton Avich, gets his head right. But it's kind of a thing now, isn't it?
Trevor Bauer's out there, Atlanta.
Hey, let's talk about this. Trevor Bauer was into some really kinky stuff by some people's metrics. How's that?
Yeah.
But it's gone to court, and we found out that a woman said some things that didn't actually happen. And Trevor Bauer sued, and if you follow it, you know the story. The Braves wouldn't touch Trevor Bauer with a 10-foot pole, but since they go after every other pitching prospect looking for a discount and a value,
but why wouldn't he
exonerate
it?
Exactly.
I mean, that woman clearly was trying to extort, and she's toxic and ridiculous.
Right.
Yes, he has some kinks, but, hey, don't we all?
But my thing is, if you want to look.
You have no idea what I have on under my clothes right now.
Why don't the Braves stack the deck in every department?
Absolutely.
I'm not asking you to spend like the Yankees or the Mets.
You wouldn't have to for Bauer.
You don't. He's a guy who's considered tainted in the court of public opinion.
That's ridiculous.
I don't care. I don't give a crap. I just want to go win some freaking games. I hate the fact that I got to look at guys and go, well, if Chris Sale can stay healthy, which he hasn't done the last four years.
No, he hasn't.
You know, why didn't we go for Blake Snell? Blake Snell tells the Giants, yeah, I know I just got here.
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
I mean, we're monkeying around. I know Carl always says the Braves don't want to deal with Boris and the guaranteed money. What are we saving it for, Christmas? I mean,
what do you mean the guaranteed? Baseball money's guaranteed.
I know. All money is. But you know how Boris always works in those contract years, the non-voidable years.
Sure. Okay, fine. But Bauer's still going to be cheap, though, because people are.
Correct.
Or hesitant to bring him in, so it's a buyer's market.
And the thing with Boris is not non-voidable years is NFL. Boris is the non-trade clause.
Non-trade clause. Yeah.
No, I just wonder why we are one of the best teams. Some people say, look, Dodgers will have to prove it. Dave Roberts will get tripped up by the analytics in the front office.
Yeah, he'll overmanage and do something ridiculous.
The Braves always find the balance between Snicker's gut and analytics. But why we got to monkey around on low-budget pitching, I just don't understand.
And this window is still open for the next, I'll say, 4 to 5 years easily.
Right.
I think so.
Right now, let's give you some free stuff from 92.9 The Game. Win a four-pack, four tickets, the 9th Annual She Believes Cup presented by Visa. It goes down Saturday, April 6th at Mercedes-Benz. Tickets are on sale if you're looking for them at ussoccer.com/tickets. Right now, be the number 5 caller. King Kong Bundy has demanded a 5 count. Caller 5 right now. Oren. I forgot the phone number, 404-726-0929. How's that sound? Does that sound right to you? I always forget the
middle
part.
That is the correct number.
You are correct, sir.
726-0929. Yes. Caller 5. You're going to grab tickets to go to Mercedes-Benz and watch Japan take on the U.S. of A. and Brazil versus Canada. We come back. What does Drew Butler think about the state of college football and the Falcons draft moves next?
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LL Flooring. LL Flooring, every step covered. The NCAA tournament is underway. This year, I have Greg McDermott's Creighton team making it to the Final Four, where they'll lose to Reed Sheppard and the Kentucky Wildcats. However,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Yeah, man. Our boy Drew Butler joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. That's a lot of ineptitude on defensive drafting, Drew.
I tell you what, man. You run those names off and you just sit there kind of scratching your head, but I see light at the end of the tunnel with this 8 pick, guys. I think you got to go edge. I don't care if it's Jared Verse or Dallas Turner. I think the moves that Terry Fontenot has made with some of the acquisitions and free agency paired with a guy who's going to be able to get after the quarterback, it sets the Falcons up for what we would all assume some success coming up in 2024.
All right, Drew, I got this question for you. NIL transfer portal. I think you have to let this chaos breathe a little bit so you can define what the parameters should be when you decide to kind of try to regulate it. What would you do? And I look at Caden Proctor. He transfers from Alabama, goes back home to Iowa, stays two months, gets $100,000, and then immediately transfers back to Alabama.
It's just insane. It really is. And I blame the transfer portal more than anything. A lot of the schools that are, you know, the blue chip schools, they structure their NIL collectives, I would say, in a pretty legitimate manner. However, the freedom to transfer whenever you want, example 1A being Caden Proctor, it just shows that college football has lost its way. It's really an unfortunate situation, and in no other professional sport is tampering and unmitigated free agency allowed, and that's exactly what's happening at the college level. You just cannot allow that to happen. I don't know what the rules or regulations will be. I don't know if student athletes will become employees. I don't know if they will unionize. The only thing I would tell them, as a former student athlete, as a former professional athlete, and one who was in a union, I would just tell student athletes to be careful what they wish for, because if they do cross that line and become employees of the universities or the conferences, the dynamic will shift big time. And I think they might get hit with a little reality that they weren't really expecting.
Oh, you can get fired, basically, is what it boils down to.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, Drew, that you take it to the other extreme, like FSU, their lawsuit, and the idea that they were floating the last year that, well, we'll go get corporate investment. We'll go get somebody to invest in this so we can buy out and pay for the $500 million buyout from the ACC. So then you have a board of directors that could fire your coach if they're not winning enough. So I know the world has gone truly bizarro. Drew, I know we've discussed this on and off the air. The only way I think it gets fixed is by moving forward, maybe further down the rabbit hole and come out the other side with a super conference, which creates its own very thin set of rules, more transparency, we all get on with our lives.
I totally agree. Football and men's basketball need to break away from the NCAA, find somebody who will be the governing body, and move forward. However they want to situate that with the student-athletes, pay them, make them employees, whatever that is. Step one is break away from the NCAA and start to form your own rules moving forward.
Our man Drew Butler, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks. Only a couple, actually, one upset, and that would be Duquesne beating BYU. 11 seed, by the way, has won a first-round game in 11 of the last 14 years. How? I will ask you one time, Drew, how's your bracket looking?
Oh, no. That's the worst radio ever.
I'm off to a cold start, I'll just say that. So I got the games on right now. This Thursday and Friday, these are some of the best days of the year right here.
Right on. Duquesne, or as they say in ball ground, Duquesne. Hey,
Duquesne,
man,
that's right.
The Dogs, do you feel that Brock Bowers goes, I don't know, top 10, top 15? Where do you think he's going to go?
I think top 15 is a safe bet. You know, you see some teams that have a very specific need at tight end. We've all kind of been scarred by taking Kyle Pitts at the fourth spot in the past couple of years. So I don't know if a team needs to go that high up to get Brock, but surely would not be surprised if he goes top 10. I think he's comfortably inside that top 15 range for sure.
All right, best quarterbacks coming out. I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy, so is Mike, but we really don't know. It's such an inexact science. It's such a scrutinized position, but we rarely get it right. We only get it right less than half of the time. Who is your top guy as far as quarterbacks go?
I really like Jaden Daniels as well. I think he's really raw. In speaking with some coaches in the NFL, I guess Caleb Williams just is that good. And they're saying his tape pops. He's got a great arm. Obviously, they'll kind of have to contain some of the crazy stuff that he was doing outside the pocket at USC, but surefire number one draft pick. The guy I've got the most questions about is Drake May. I'm just not sold on Drake May. I would take J.J. McCarthy before Drake May, so – you know, if he sneaks into that 2-3 range, which everybody has him going, I think that might be a little bit more of a project rather than a Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, who could probably step in day one and start for you.
Now, a lot of people share your opinions about J.J. McCarthy. A lot of people were thinking earlier in the season, well, they don't throw the ball enough. Maybe he's an early second-day pick. What about him has emerged in your mind?
I think he's going to go in the first round. You know, and then – what's always great is on draft day, and you kind of start to get the understanding if it's going to happen or not, but when the team starts trading the picks, right, and then the value goes up on certain guys on the board, and it's nothing that anybody could really predict, but it's just on a need basis. So I think J.J. McCarthy does go in the first round. I'm seeing a lot of mocks where he could even be in that 8, 9, 10, 11 range where the Falcons are. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to pick him, but it's a great quarterback draft class. There's no question about it. You're not even mentioning a guy like Bo Nix, who's played so many college football games as a starter, both in the SEC and Pac-12. So there's just a ton of talent across the board, and the NFL is a quarterback-driven league, and that's why I'm happy the Falcons invested wisely and brought Kirk Cousins in.
Right. We talked about it earlier. I know we had some spirited conversations with the audience because a lot of passion, but the only guys that were interested in Justin Fields were Atlanta fans. I mean, a portion of our fan base.
True.
Because, I mean, to me, like, it's not a knock. I got to preface it because people just get so in their bag on this stuff. It becomes such a touchy subject that it never should be. But we all pull for the guy, want to see him, anybody locally succeed.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it was Cam Newton or Trevor Lawrence or whoever. But, I mean, when you see you're getting traded for a conditional six-rounder, to one team which already picked up a quarterback, and you've got half the league still looking for a quarterback and no takers. So that kind of tells you what the rest of the personnel people saw in those 3 years in Chi-Town.
100% agree. And I think what could go down as a brilliant stroke of genius from Terry Fondo was getting Rondale Moore in a trade for Desmond Ridder. I thought that was amazing. I was out and about this past weekend, and I saw that pop up on my phone. I was like, oh, my God, what a great trade. Obviously, Desmond gets a fresh start out west, and you get a plug-and-play receiver in this new-style offense led by Zach Robinson. Kirk Cousins had to be happy with that one for sure. So I thought that was an awesome, awesome move by the Falcons front office.
All right, Drew, let me ask you this. As I was talking about before, the quarterback position is so over-scrutinized, you know, physiologically, psychology, all the things, but they're still wrong more than half of the time, and you could have the guy with all the measurables. He could be a dual-threat guy. He's 6'5", 230, runs a 4.5, can throw the ball 2 miles. What's the difference fundamentally between the guys that succeed and the guys that bust? Is it the processing? They have a fast-twitch processing muscle which separates them from the other guys.
It's all of that. It's leadership skills. It's communication skills. It's how they work in and out of the facility, how they respect or how they command the respect from their teammates and coaches. Some guys just have it, and some guys don't. And it's such – you're under the microscope so much as a starting quarterback in the NFL. The amount of preparation and work is second to none in professional sports. You have to be special. That's why there's only 32 of them in the world, NFL starting quarterback. So it is a crapshoot. You go back historically, you can just close your eyes and throw a dart at the wall, and you see, okay, maybe this guy works out. Maybe he doesn't, and obviously magnified by that 2021 draft class with Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. And it's such an inexact science to find that starting quarterback. But when you do, that's when teams go on these runs, much like the Chiefs are with Patrick Mahomes.
J.J. McCarthy, we already talked about. I mean, there's some folks that feel that Minnesota's going to move up in the top 10 to get him. So you'd have four quarterbacks to go. The question we had yesterday, which had people losing their minds, because we started this whole conversation, this segment with Drew Butler here on Dukes and Bell, with the Falcons' ineptitude to get impact defensive players with their first-round selection, is if Marvin Harrison, who by hook or crook, somehow slips to 8 because some GMs don't like the fact he's not doing the workouts. I know. We went bananas. It's got to be – just reinforce what you started the conversation with, Drew. It's got to be edge rush, right?
It does, and I said it on the steakhouse. I want Dallas Turner. You know, I want him to be mean. I don't want him to talk to the media. I want people to be scared to walk up to him because he's that big of an ass kicker. That's what we need. Kirk Cousins is our politician. He's the communicator. Let Kirk handle the media. I want Dallas Turner to be a mean person who can get after the quarterback.
And with a couple of face tattoos before draft day, just to really.
Well, let's not go crazy. I like Jared Burst, but you could also maybe trade down and get Jared Burst. I love the idea of trading down and getting more picks. We just liken this to the window we set in 16, where you got to get 3 impact starters. We got to get a corner because we don't really have a lot of cap space right now unless we start restructuring guys. But yeah, the other thing is just throw you a curveball, Drew. If Joe Alt was there out of Notre Dame. You know, because you do need the heir apparent for Jake, and you can plug him in right now over McGarry. That wouldn't bother me either.
No, anything on the lines of scrimmage, I'm fine. I really am. That's just where the Falcons are at in this moment, and I think the moves for Darnell Mooney and then trading for Rondale Moore will tell you that they might go edge rush and then interior defensive line in the second round, or they could go edge rush and then an offensive lineman. You know, Bergeron slid to the second round last year, and by all accounts, he was a great pickup, so I think you reinforce the lines of scrimmage. You start with somebody you can get after the quarterback, and then you fill the pieces as the draft picks fall.
All right, let's talk about your Steelers. We talked to Drew Butler on Sports Radio 99. The game, Dukes and Bell, are live at Twin Peaks. Triple in for Carl. Kenny Pickett didn't work out up there. Terry Bradshaw was just effusive in his praise of Kenny Pickett. What were his shortcomings, you think?
I don't know. You know, it's really interesting. I don't know if many people know this, but Pitt, University of Pittsburgh's facility is actually shared with the Steelers facility. So when you walk in, you know, left door is Steelers, right door is Pittsburgh, and Kenny's been there forever. Maybe he just needed a new fresh scenery. You know, look, did they have all the talent around him? You could definitely make that argument. It's a hard job, guys, and I don't know if Kenny Pickett, being the only drafted quarterback in the first round his year, was put in the best situation, or maybe he was elevated too soon because he was a first-round draft pick. But quite simply, he just didn't seem ready. And you bring in Russell Wilson, I think by all accounts he's going to be your day one starter. Fields will back him up. They're making some other moves. There's some rumblings that Coach Tomlin and the Steelers are trying to bring in a couple more pieces. It seems like the Steelers are pushing all their chips into the middle of the table. And you know what? Right. They have to, because the AFC North is stacked with the Bengals and the Ravens, and obviously the Browns made the playoffs last year as well.
And they haven't won a playoff game in a minute. It's been a long time. You're right about that. I also like the idea of Tomlin bringing Fields in, because Arthur may or may not have wanted Fields in 21, but the idea that if Russell does get the big head, hey, I got a guy who's been a starter in this league.
Yeah.
So I still don't know. We brought this up the other day with Brian McFadden, Drew, and he said it's one thing when you hear all this stuff about, you know, no one comes to Russell Wilson's defense.
Nope.
Not
yeah.
one former teammate comes to defend him. That's got to tell you something, doesn't it?
It does, but you can't argue with his stats and his production
right.
over the past couple of years. I mean, even last year, he had a great year putting up with all that nonsense with Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos trying to get him to remove his injury clause in the contract. I can't believe the Broncos weren't fined, or the NFLPA hasn't opened up an investigation, they may or may not have, into mm-hmm. that type of activity. That's crazy. And the fact that Russell Wilson was able to put up with it, produced on the field until they literally benched him. It just shows you that he still got whatever it is needed in the tank. But from a personality or leadership perspective, he's a little out there. There's no doubt.
All right, brother, man, we always catch you on the steakhouse and all your other duties on the radio station. Brother, thanks for coming on with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
It's a boy, Drew Butler, man.
The Jordan ideal Bulldog. Radio guest. Do you see how he answers questions very well? But he does it succinctly. He does it drone on and on in some vowel movement.
Vowel movement can pull. Informative, succinct, levity, and brevity. All right, guys. 404-726-0929. Earlier today on the show, we got on this subject. The photo was up at Mike Bell ATL. There was an article in the New York Post today about how Bruce Springsteen looks like
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. he's going through some stuff. It's not looking good. As my mom used to say, and I try to use this every day, but for the grace of God, go I. But Bruce, the boss, not looking so good. And which got me to tell Rob, I would say both are talented, but I would take Bob Seger over Bruce Springsteen.
I think if Bob Seger or Bruce Springsteen were playing on an airplane, I'd still walk out.
Well, that's you. The East Coast elitist critics jumped on Bruce, and Bob Seger becomes Chevy commercials, which is a good gig. It
That's
makes you
okay.
a lot of money. But it resonates with America.
Yeah.
America.
America.
All right, guys. 404-726-0929. A musical argument. A hill you're willing to die on. For instance, Bob Seger is overrated. Jim Morrison is a better songwriter than Bob Dylan.
Ooh.
I will
because
die on that
Because he's not
hill.
A plagiarist.
I will die on that hill. Music you love, R&B, rock and roll, hip-hop, the whole shebang. Somebody you'd say, you know, if you feel that, if you, now again, I will not die on this hill, but if you feel that 50 Cent is better than Kanye, throw it out there. I'm not going down there, but that's what we're shooting for tonight.
I hate mumble rap.
It's all next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The game. It's time for Last Call.
One last call for alcohol.
Your chance to chime in on the biggest stories of the day.
Just finding out that KSU is playing against UNC Charlotte in lacrosse. Thanks to a buddy of ours who's a loyal listener. And we always, always respect. respect lacks. Brother, if I could go back in time and lacrosse was really booming when I was a kid.
If I could turn back time.
I'd play lacrosse over baseball. Man. You get to hit people all the time. It's a great sport. And when I was a kid, all the softest guys got the biggest scholarships. Well, all of us guys who couldn't hit a curveball were chasing fantasy. You feel me on that?
Well, lacrosse in its most raw sense. So, I mean, that was tribe against tribe back in the day, and people died playing. That's the gladiator sport.
Dick Schaap played it. Jim Brown played at Syracuse. No, I'm always a big fan of lacrosse. The guy we just walked up to, he's a good friend of ours, Kenny Byers, Fireman Kent, who I sat with at Falcon Games, is an assistant coach at Berry College. They've got a great lacrosse program as well.
One of the most beautiful campuses you'll ever see.
Great pull. So we always like lax. Hey, guys, we're live here in Twin Peaks. Robbie, give me an update on March Madness. Thanks, Robbie. So right now it looks like...
I just wanted to say the drummer can't drum, the bass player can't play, the guitar player has one riff, and the lead singer is this utter buffoon that belongs in a bar.
Nevada has just blown it. Nevada, not Nevada, has just blown a 17-point lead. So we're looking for some upsets. The only upset so far is Duquesne takes out BYU. Tonight's subject matter, a band, rock and roll argument, hip-hop, R&B, a musical argument, a hill you will die on.
I'll do it. I'll start with
maybe
this.
Maybe somebody would disagree with you on. 404-726-0929.
Like I said, Henry Rollins summed up YouTube best. The drummer can't drum, the bass player can't play, the guitar player has one riff, and the lead singer is this utter buffoon that belongs at a bar. I'm talking about U2, my friend.
I will call nonsense on that because The Edge, I just saw U2 at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and The Edge has evolved as a guitar player. And I don't know when Henry Rollins said that, but that cat has got a gazillion riffs.
I will tell you this about U2. Their first four albums, Boy, October, War, and Unforgettable Fire, I loved. Everything after that, I don't care about it.
I will tell you this. People who spent big money to see them at the Sphere went home happy.
Well, good.
They put on a hell of a show.
I'd go see them.
A lot of Songwood hooks.
I understand. I was just trying to contribute to the segment, man.
Henry Rollins is now dead to me. How dare he crap on? is my father.
Well, he's contrarian for contrarian's sake.
My old man used to say, you're going to go see Boner? What's he doing? My old man said an Irishman should never wear sunglasses indoors. One of the last conversations we had before he passed. Is Bono pretentious? Yes. Will you get lectured? Yes.
Yes.
But the musicianship, I would say, is more than Henry Rollins can be credit for. Uh-oh. Nevada, not Nevada, going up against Dayton with 15 seconds left. It's funny, we're all pulling for the upset. 7-10, Dayton up by 1.
Nevada. And both are nondescript programs in my eyes. They're just people that happen to be playing in March Madness.
You know what I love most is 99% of our audience in their cars right now know nothing about either team.
Nope.
They took 2 seconds and they went, flip a coin. Hey, man, let's start with our man, Swede. Swede, a musical argument you're prepared to die on that hill for. What you got?
All right. Hey, man, I've got a couple of them.
Hey, man.
I think Paul McCartney, I thought, was a better songwriter than John Lennon. I like the Beatles better than the Stones. And I have a question for you. When did the term blitz replace the term red dog as a description for rushing the passer?
Good question. Blitz has become the nomenclature for pass rush. Red dog, but I'm going to guess the late 60s, early 70s, when we started keeping stats for sacks. You'll have to look that up on your computer.
I guess he's going to hang up and listen.
By the way, nonsense. All right, you know what? He brought up a great question, and I will address this another hill. I'm prepared to die. The Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles. The Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles.
Why can't they just have a seat at the table? Why does somebody have to be the goat? The goats are herd animals. They want to hang out with each other, so let's have a big table of goats.
Pretentious, overproduced nonsense is trumped by real rock and roll.
I see that point.
Truly aspires to the blues, the Stones do.
Yeah.
And, yes.
All those British bands really loved American blues.
And I get it. The Stones have gotten cartoonish, and The Beatles have the benefit of breaking up early. The Stones have kept on trucking.
Yep.
I would rather pay to see the Stones had I had the opportunity.
George Harrison had a better solo career.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, Paul McCartney and Wings maybe, but George Harrison did some good stuff because he was so stifled with the Beatles.
The best Stones is Mick Jones. The Mick Jones in the early 70s with the saxophone.
Before they killed him and drowned him in the pool.
No. That was Brian. That was Brian Jones. But no, Brian, with Bobby Keys on the saxophone.
Oh.
Yeah. That's 68 to 75. Yeah. That's my sweet spot. But I digress. Sean, a rock and roll or musical argument. You're ready to dive in that hill for Sean. You're on the game, man. What you got?
Hey, can I go off the beaten path and do 60 sitcoms? I got an argument
sure.
about that.
Oh, it's too late to argue, so go ahead.
I think Marianne was hotter than Jen. What do you think?
No way.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Right, Ginger was too flamboyant and performative. Marianne, freak.
Nonsense. Ginger's
absolute
the freak.
Freak.
She's an actress.
No, she's acting. Marianne is legit
nonsense.
Farm girl freak.
Yeah, nonsense.
There's a lot of trees on her land.
You aspire
right?
to be an actress. You've got to cross some bridges to get to be an actress
how
in Hollywood.
Dare you.
Yes, I will say. And by the way, the crowd reaction is Dayton, a 7 seed beats a 10 seed, also known as chalk. Why is there such an upset special on this one? I know, because Alford has now gotten so bad in his career, he's stuck in Nevada, and they missed a bad jump shot.
Airballed the potential game winner.
You're too close to it. You're too close to Steve Alford. Chief, our man Chief, it's our last call. A rock and roll argument. What you got?
What's happening, Chief? I got two of them right quick. First of all, Ice-T is the worst rapper that Vanilla Ice could ever be. I hated Ice-T when I was a kid. And the GOAT in rap will always be LL Cool J.
I like LL Cool J.
That's old school, though. It's old school. But
I can't argue with that. I was raised in Brooklyn. I was representing Queens. She was raised out in Brooklyn. That's great. That's pretty solid. I can't argue with that. Meanwhile, Chase, a rock and roll or musical argument, an argument that maybe you have that no one else has. What you got?
Hey, all right, man. Let me start off by saying I agree with Rob. You two stink. Way overrated. Now, before I go into this, let me preface by saying I'm scared for my safety. I hope these calls can't be tracked. This is a very unpopular opinion. But I feel like people say that they're a fan of this band, knowing the music is terrible, but they think it makes them trendy. And it makes them cool to say that they enjoy this band's music. I'm talking about the Beatles. They're terrible.
Thank you. The Beatles are overrated.
No, they weren't. They
the
were a
Beatles
boy band.
Are
then
overrated.
They just, no, they were a boy band. Then they discovered LSD. That's when they got interesting.
And they're still not that great. George
it's like
Martin
performance enhanced. Well, maybe producers should get more credit than the musicians they produce.
I'll tell you what.
We would not have Nevermind without Butch Vig.
You cannot compare any Beatles song with Jumping Jack Flash, Brown Sugar, or Satisfaction. Nothing moves like the Stones. Nothing pops like the Stones. When you're in your car, which song do you go, ooh, I'm going to drive faster to this one? And there's no Beatles song that ever happens with that. With the Stones, you feel it in your body. It's visceral.
Well, if you have to
R&B.
Go to the bathroom.
Come on, Robbie.
You'll drive fast.
Come on, Robbie. Hey, man.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with it. I like them. There's room for both.
Meanwhile, we got time for one more. Timmy! A rock and roll musical argument. What you got, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I want to stir the pot and say that the best band out of England is actually Queen. The best band out of America is the Grateful Dead. And the Beastie Boys are the best hip-hop group.
I like the Beastie Boys.
Got me on 2 out of 3.
The best band out of America is Van Halen.
Not
yes.
Van Hagar.
Van Halen. The Grateful Dead always sounded like their guitars are out of tune. You've got to be stoned to appreciate that.
No, who doesn't like a nice, sensible 17-minute, 35-second song?
Hey, man. I love Shakedown Street. That's the only song I like. It's the only song they ever made.
When I think of the Dead, I thought you're supposed to unplug the instruments before moving them around.
Clear our throat, recheck the headlines. All I know is we've alienated a long part of our audience with those Grateful Dead comments and Beatles comments. It's on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.